Marvel has already tried several times to introduce movie audiences to the comic book superheroes known as the Fantastic Four. None of the earlier films clicked. This new one has. It's from the director of WandaVision, and critic Bob Mondello says it's retro-futurist fun.
If you see the film in IMAX, it begins with that widescreen format's familiar opening countdown, but recreated 1960s style. Think Mad Men, mid-century modern graphics, kitschy effects, suggesting you can just watch a movie or be part of one, as if IMAX had existed when Fantastic Four debuted in Marvel Comics. That was 1961. This looks like 1961, but is now on Earth 828. Got it?
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you...
Cue their origin story on television.
Well, folks, we all know the story. Four brave astronauts head up into space and come back forever changed.
Reed turned into a seriously elastic brainiac named...
Mr. Fantastic.
His wife Sue is reliable and also sometimes...
Invisible Woman.
Her little brother Johnny is hot, as in literally...
Human Torch.
And you could call Reed's buddy Ben a rock...
And the Thing.
Or maybe a boulder. The TV tribute lays in how they grew into their superpowers and became planetary problem solvers.
When the mad thinker tried to sabotage New York City.
So we don't have to watch them do all that. Marvel's clearly learned from its recent misfires. And instead, we can just get to know them over a family dinner where Johnny's pestering his big sister and her hubby.
Why are you being weird?
I'm not being weird.
Well, I'm doing that weird thing with your face.
Oh, so. And Ben is cocking about. One rocky eyebrow quizzically.
Are you pregnant?
Yeah, I'm pregnant.
What? You are gonna be the best mom! Oh my God.
You are gonna be the best dad. Just kidding. You are out of your depth. But we're gonna be the best uncles ever.
Their celebratory mood is spoiled somewhat by the arrival of a threatening glow in the heavens and a silver surfer who looks like a very classy hood ornament bearing a message.
Your planet is now marked for death. Your world will be consumed by the Devourer. I, Harold. Galactus.
Always something, yes? It occurs to the four that maybe they should go talk to this Galactus fellow before he starts his devouring, and soon they're sitting atop a rocket.
T-5.
A rocket that I noted with more joy than I expected. Director Matt Shackman and his team have made look the way I thought rockets would look back before I saw real rockets. Sleek, slender, elegant, with fins. A comic book rocket, in other words, and gotta say, as it was transporting them, I was feeling a little transported myself to a time that I remember as simpler, much like the sentiments this gang expresses, whether they're heading out to tackle a global threat.
We'll face it together, as a family.
Or giving Johnny a hard time about his encounter with that hood ornament I mentioned.
She spoke to me, and it was kind of,
warm?
Kind.
No, I get it. Johnny loves space, Johnny loves women, now there's a literal naked space woman, and Johnny thinks they had a moment.
Along the way to the usual cosmic showdowns, there are lots of in-jokes, including having The Thing, who's played by Iban Mas Bakrak, a star of Hulu's restaurant series The Bear, weigh in on their robots cooking.
I want to add a couple cloves of garlic, not because it's not delicious, I just want to add a little bit of zip.
All of it sincere and earnest, this year's superhero mode, and it works just as well here as it does for Superman in the DC universe, which is a good thing because Fantastic Four First Steps is the beginning of the Marvel Cinematic Universe's Phase 6. I know. But that means there's a lot riding on whether audiences like it. It's setting up years of storylines. Happily, unlike most recent superhero movies, you don't have to know any backstories to understand it. You can take your first steps with the team. I'm Bob Mondello.